Here's check on stores we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's holiday forecast calls for showers, a gusty thunderstorm mainly this afternoon, about 80. Tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mid-70s. On Sunday, partly cloudy, 80 to 85. And Monday, a beautiful day, partly sunny, a high near 90. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Taking a look at stories that we're following for you today here on Robinhood Radio. Norfolk honors their veterans ahead of Memorial Day. The town's Memorial Day will follow tradition on Monday when its sprightly parade steps off at 9 at the Town Hall parking lot, proceeding to the town green and those to the Memorial Green for speeches. The Veterans Memorial at the Green has been restored and plaques listing veterans' names were replaced on Wednesday. By the way, the Region 7 band will be in the parade this year, and an Air Force flyover is also anticipated at noon. The fire department will hold its annual five-mile road race starting at the intersection of Mountain and West Side Roads. Norfolk is looking for lifeguards for Colebrook Pond this summer. Applicants must be at least 16 years old. Those interested in becoming a certified lifeguard who already have certification should contact the First Selectman's Office at 860-379-3359, extension 201, or email codell@colebrooktownhall.org. The Dutchess County Sheriff's Office honored late officers and Butch Anderson at an annual memorial ceremony. They held that service to honor the late officers at the county's law enforcement center in Poughkeepsie on Thursday. The ceremony each year is held in advance of Memorial Day and led by the department's leader. This year's service was led by Acting Sheriff Kirk Imperiati. As one of those honored during the event was Sheriff Adrian Butch Anderson, Dutchess's top cop for nearly 22 years, who passed away at the age of 73 on September 29th. In addition to Imperiati, County Executive Mark Molinaro, Comptroller Robin Lois, four New York residents were arrested after one allegedly stole money from a Great Barrington bank. Other sites may also have been hit. Those four New York residents were arrested, one of them after allegedly stealing money from the Berkshire Bank branch on Stockbridge Road, according to police, and other locations may have been targeted. A woman who was in the bank at about 2:45 grabbed a sum of money and fled after an employee flagged the transaction as fraudulent, according to a statement released by the Great Barrington police. She jumped into a black Honda Accord with a purple fender, heading north, prompting an alert to nearby agencies. Stockbridge Police Officer Rosario Messina stepped the car a short time later on Main Street near the Red Lion Inn. Desmond Collins, 34, of Queens, Adam Lamar, 30, of Irvington, New York, Christopher Wright, 32, of the Bronx, and Shamia Cruz, 45, of Manhattan, all were charged with unarmed robbery and larceny over $1,200. They were ordered held at the Great Barrington lockup on bail amounts that varied from $5,000 to $9,000. An investigation is ongoing, according to police. Additional charges might be filed later. Going on this weekend at Lime Rock Park, it's the big Memorial Weekend. It goes on all weekend long today through Monday. Book sale under the tent, Cornwall Library's book sale under the tent, takes place tomorrow from 10 to 2, and the 29th from 11 till 2, and the 30th from 10 until 2. And the Smithfield Chamber Orchestra has their spring concert, an eclectic international treat of classical pops and jazz music. That goes on Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Smithfield Church on Smithfield Valley Road. It's open to the public. Suggested donation is $20. In Cornwall, in-person Memorial Day events beginning at the North Cornwall Cemetery at 9 in the morning, continuing at the Siemens Memorial in West Cornwall at 10 a.m., winding up the town green in Cornwall Village at 11 a.m. for a parade, speech, honor roll, and taps. The United Church of Christ is under construction. Games and cakewalk will happen on the grounds, and a smaller lunch menu will be available. No parade in Falls Village this year on Memorial Day, but there will be a ceremony on the town green at 10 a.m. In Kent, that parade is scheduled to start at Kent Center School at 9:30. By the way, if it rains, the ceremonies will be held at the Kent Center School entrance. In North Canaan, the parade starts at Town Hall at 10:30, proceeding to the Doughboy Monument for the ceremony and guest speaker. In Salisbury, the parade starts at 10 a.m., heading on Main Street, then north on Undermountain Road, and then back into town. In Sharon, the parade starts at 10 a.m., proceeding down Main Street to the Veterans Memorial for a ceremony and speeches. Amenia, the ceremony hosted by VFW Post 5444 at Amenia Fountain Square at 11. The Dover Parade and Ceremony hosted by the Dover American Legion Post 1949 on Monday. A solemn march to the Veterans Section of the South Dover Cemetery in Wingdale at 9:30, stepping off at the Wingdale Firehouse on Route 22. The Militant American Legion Post is conducting its traditional morning cemetery repass on Memorial Day from the post home beginning at 6 a.m. by visiting local cemeteries. Lineup for the parade will begin at Century Boulevard at 9:30. Community and youth organizations are invited to participate. That parade steps off at 10 o'clock. By the way, the parade will proceed to the Irondale Cemetery for a service before going to Veterans Park for the annual Memorial Day program. And in Pine Plains, a parade and ceremony hosted by the Shecomico American Legion Post 426 and Pine Plains VFW Post 5519 starts at 10:30 in the morning. The parade will then proceed from the Pine Plains Firehouse to the Town Clock Memorial to Evergreen Cemetery. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they've got a tapas menu and dinner specials every night. You'll find them on the web, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 32,637.19, the NASDAQ at 11,740.65, and the S&P 500 at 4,057.84. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.